Okay, where are we up to? We're up to Mishnah Zayin. Ein mevashlin yorok shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma. You're not allowed to cook vegetables of shviyas and shemen of truma. Shelo yivin l'de pisol. Okay, what does that mean over here? Look at the picture. The picture over here says, okay, ein mevashlin yorok shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma. Shemen shel truma. Of shemen shel truma, we have a yorok bolem and a shemen. The vegetables are going to absorb from the shemen. But now shviyas b'yerek b'taru b'shemen shel truma. Kol ma shepoisel truma. Milechol yivsul af esayorik hazem emnei tarubis truma sheboi. Okay, so just like kol mashu, whatever will pass if truma comes in contact with contamination. So what is the halacha? So the truma may not be eaten. Now we all know that if truma comes in contact with truma, with erishin sheni, so the truma becomes disqualified for consumption because it is now tamei. Likewise, the same status applies to the leaves, to the yarok. Since the yarok has absorbed the shemen shel truma, so the vegetables have the status of truma, and therefore the vegetables may have to be treated with, the vegetables have the status of truma, and if they come into contact with anything in the summer, they become pasul. Kol ma, any item shepaisel which will contaminate. The word paisel in reference to truma means tuma, right?
Yeah, kol mashu poisel or
truma. Truma melechol, anything which will disqualify you from eating the yivsol, the gam say will also disqualify the vegetables. Mibnei tarubis truma shabai.
Okay, so what's poisel truma melechol? What's poisel truma?
You're not allowed to eat the truma. The truma is contaminated.
Tuma, what? Tuma.
Sheni. Yeah, normally a sheni that touches truma causes the truma to become poisel.
So sometimes tuma.
Tuma. So anything which will contaminate truma will automatically contaminate these vegetables, because these vegetables now have are chelik of truma because of the oil that's mixed inside. So ein nevashlim yarek shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma shelo yivin l'pisul, because the halacha.
What does it mean?
You're not allowed to cause shviyas.
You're not allowed to cook a yarek of shviyas and shemen
shel truma. Why not? Shelo yivin l'pisul, because we do not want to cause the vegetables to become tamei. The peaceful meaning you're not allowed to directly cause a loss to shviyas. If shviyas, you're not allowed.
We're talking about tummy truma.
We're talking about tummy truma, right? Well, it's not tummy yet. It's not tummy yet. But you think there's potential. There's potential because you're not allowed to directly cause shviyas to be
Especially, but the way you're making it.
Yeah.
The way you're making it, what do you call it? The way you're making it destroyed is because you're cooking it together with Thomas the
Controller. Let's see Rashi.
For the pictures.
Okay, let's see what it's over here. Shlo yivin lepiso she'im nifsal, she'im nifsal. The shvil shemen shal truma yishav hakol. The whole thing will have to be burnt. The nimsa garim leper shvil shlo ye ochelu. Perish shvius, this is the yisod. You're not allowed to cause the perish of shvius to be disposed of.
Right.
So what's the problem over here?
It's tamei dika truma.
No, it's not tamei dika truma. It's not, the truma is tahar. The truma is tahar.
Then what am I worried about?
Worried about is now it's susceptible to more forms of tuma. And if it becomes tummy, it has to be destroyed. Let's take a step back.
Is more susceptible to tumor than?
Well, first of all, anything that's tumor that becomes tummy has to be destroyed. If it's chulin, if I have regular shvius, and it becomes tummy, do I have to destroy it?
Regular shvius,
yeah. Vegetables of regular shvius.
I don't have to destroy it if it's not tummy. It's what happened? I hope that wasn't done.
That was, you know what that was?
What?
Okay, I can't tell you even.
Buggy? That came out of your nose?
I can't believe you said that. Such a refined, good person.
This is what happens when I watch you go like this.
You're a teddy bear. You're like a delicious teddy bear. Okay.
What was it?
Okay, let's review. You're not allowed. The yisoid of the mission is shviyas.
Wait.
Shviyas is not allowed to be destroyed. You're not allowed to cause shviyas to be disposed of in a. You're not allowed to cause shviyas to be disposed of in a disrespectful way.
Correct.
So what's the problem? If I have regular shviyas and it becomes tamei, do I have to dispose of the shviyas?
No.
No. I can eat it when it's tamei. No big deal. If I'm tamei, but if I have truma that's tameya, What is the halacha? It has to be destroyed.
Correct.
If I now take vegetables of shvis and I mix it with...
I'm a big guy. Go ahead.
If I take vegetables of shvis and I mix it with truma, and the entire tarubis has the status of truma, what does that mean? It means now if chas v'shalom becomes tamei, the shvis has to be destroyed.
Correct.
If it was not mixed with the oil, if it was not mixed with the oil of shvis, would it need to be destroyed? Of truma, would it need to be destroyed?
Of course not.
Not right. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah tells us, that you're not allowed to take vegetables of shvias and mix it with truma, because by doing so, you're giving it potential that it will be destroyed.
So just bottom line is, don't mix the truma with yarek, because we're worried that...
With shvias. Don't mix truma with yarek or shvias,
because there's the potential
that now that it becomes tamei, the entire thing is going to have to be disposed of.
Okay.
Okay, that's what it said. Let's see what we get inside. Over here it says, and if it becomes tam b'shul shemen and shul truma, yisoreif hakol, the entire thing must be burnt. The nimsa, it comes out, goyrim leper shviyah shelo yeochelu, you are the cause. You know, someone. You are the cause. Okay. Okay, let's learn. In the Vashlim Yadok Shal Shviyas B'Shemen Shal Truma Shlo Yivelin Leit Psul. Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon says, okay, you can do it. V'Acharon Nitpas B'Shviyas V'Apri Atzmai Osma. What does that all mean? Let's see. Let's see picture. Let's go see over the picture. Picture 217. V'Acharon. Okay, here, nice big picture. Okay.
Ooh, some nice chicken.
The last. Here we go over here. The achra and achra nitvas b'shvius v'apri atzmai osa. What is it? Here we have over here. Machlef yonek shvius b'basar. Here's a shtick basar, okay? Kosher meat.
Yeah.
What kind of kashrus do you have in your house?
Are you thinking of coming?
What?
You thinking of coming?
No.
Flat b'shvat, is that okay?
What?
The flat b'shvat is good.
The flat b'shvat?
What is it called?
What's the flat b'shvat? I've never heard of that.
Flat b'shvat, what is it called?
Kehila?
Kehila?
Okay. Let's see. Here we have meat. The meat over here was exchanged.
You and him have a lot of things in common.
Habasahu Khalife Shvias. Here's boss. The boss became exchanged for the Paris. Habasu Khalife Shvias. With Nitvas Bikdusha Shvias, it gets the Kedush Shvias. Hayarak Nisha Bikdusha Saiv Alfi Shechlifa Bibasar Zel Priyatz Mayas. Okay, so here what's happening over here is you're taking the meat and you are exchanging the meat for the vegetables. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha when you exchange the meat for the vegetables? Machlif Yorok Shvias Bibasar. You exchange the meat of Shvias. The vegetables, are you with me over here? You exchange the vegetables for meat. So therefore, what has Kedusha Shvias? What has Kedusha Shvias? The vegetables. Yeah?
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
So now, I take the vegetables, I give the vegetables to Mr. So-and-so. So now...
And you had this case before.
Right, so, no, he didn't.
You had a case where you switched something for... a guy was bartered some... He did some kind of barter. We called it a barter.
Okay, but the point we want to make over here is the Kedusha.
A few minutes ago?
Not really, no.
If we look at the pictures, we'll be able to see.
Okay, that's not what we want to do now, right? We want to focus on...
Yeah, you switch it here. Yeah, that's a little...
No, that's payment. Are you allowed to give payment?
He's
the question is...
What is good? He said food was no good.
No, that was a question of doing business. Now we're dealing with Kedusha, sanctity. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed, are you allowed to give it as payment?
Yeah.
So there was a discussion, if you're giving it for tzar tircha.
In this Mishnah so far, we're talking about truma. Is this
no, not talking about truma, talking about shvias. We are going over here?
Shvias with truma.
No,
shemen.
We've done that already. We did that already. We finished that part of the Mishnah.
Okay, so I thought maybe it's continuing.
No. Aim of Hashem Yag Shvias with Shemesh Shal Truma. Period. Shlo Yivin Lei Truma. Period. B'Shem Matar. V'Achren Achren Yitzas V'Shvias.
V'Achren Achren.
We're doing this. That's what we're doing now. V'Achren Achren Nitvas is B'Shvias has taken hold of the Kedusha Shvias.
What's that mean?
Oh, so that's what I'm showing you in the picture. That's what I'm explaining over here. I have here a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Meat is chulin. I have vegetables. You see the vegetables? These onions,
carrots,
whatever these things
carrots.
Are. Carrots. They do not look like carrots to me.
They look like carrots.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Bugs Bunny. What does he eat Bugs Bunny? Carrots? Who eats carrots?
Well, learning Torah, and you're talking about Bugs Bunny? Come on, let's go.
Okay, so we have here the vegetables. The vegetables, what are the vegetables? What kedusha do the vegetables have? Kedushat Shavis. I exchange the vegetable for meat. So what happens? The kedusha of the Shavis leaves the vegetables, and now it's chal upon the meat.
Oh my God.
I'm listening to a word I say.
How did it chal on the meat?
That's
what you cook it with it? How?
Just pure exchange.
How is it chal?
When you make an exchange, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. When you make an exchange of shviyas,
you poida.
Yeah, it's like being poida. Yeah. It's not being poida, but when you make an exchange, you just can't do it on your own. But when you make an exchange, when you give it,
what does it happen?
What?
Abracadabra goes from one to the other.
That's what it says.
Come on.
That's what it says.
Never happens.
This is what it says. Habasar hu chalifei shviyas. The meat is the exchange of shviyas. V'nitvas b'kedusha shviyas. And the basar now has upon it the kedusha of shviyas. Hayorak nishar b'kedusha soy. Oh no, so it says that, no, it doesn't go disappear, it just gets new kedusha. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Thank
the
you.
Original, but I'm also right. If I could say that. The vegetables retain the sanctity of shviyas. Okay, the vegetables retain the sanctity of shviyas, but the meat also has kedusha shviyas. The meat also has kedusha shviyas.
Since the meat,
read the picture.
What world is happening?
I don't know what's going on here today. Hayorak nishar b'kedusha. So here are the vegetables.
Yeah.
The vegetables retain the kedusha of shviyas. Afal pi, even though shechlifoi the basu, you've given it in exchange for meat. V'zehu pri atzmai aser. Here is the vegetables. The vegetables have the original kedusha shviyas. I give it as payment to this fellow for a piece of meat.
Good.
Even though he has in his possession,
remains. Right?
But now the meat also gets the kedusha. Habasu chilufa shviyas the dvinitvas, and the basar now it takes upon itself the kedusha shviyas. The meat also has kedusha shviyas. Now next step. Next step is habasar. I take the piece of meat.
You read the bottom thing here.
Machlif. This is called machlif yorak shviyas habasar. Step number one. I exchange the vegetables of shviyas for meat. Okay, now we go to stage number two. Stage number two is machlif es habasar bedogim. I exchange meat for fish.
The same piece of meat, no?
The same piece of meat.
Go.
Now he exchanged now.
So habasar
yotzo, the meat now no nuchulin, but the dogim are dogim chalifi basar. The fish is exchanged for the basar, and it's fasting with the shviyas, and the fish now get kedusha shviyas. Okay? Stage number three. Now I take that piece of fish and I exchange it for a jug of shemen. Hadogim yatzu l'chulin. I give to this guy for the shemen. Hashemen u'chalifei degum. Now the shemen, the ulna, becomes the exchange for the fish. V'nitvas b'kedusha shviyas. V'chein tamet. Ho'achroin, the very last one, the very last thing that's been given over in an exchange will have the kedusha of shviyas. And the other item is yatzu leaves, the kedusha of shviyas departs. The only thing which remains forever is going to be the original vegetables. That's called achroin nitvas b'shviyas.
But you're saying the first thing over here, that we didn't want Avavash.
We're not dealing with Truma here. Who told you Truma? We're finished with Truma.
Okay.
We're dealing here with Chulin. A new halacha.
Okay.
I'm taking Shviyas.
I'm
exchanging it for Basar. So now, the fruit will always retain the Kedusha of Shviyas. The Basar, the Chulchuma also now has Kedusha Shviyas.
And it keeps on shifting over to
the next one. And it keeps on shifting over to the next one until the last one of the exchange will always have Kedusha Shviyas. But if I exchange it, then
the other ones go to Chulin.
Right. Now let's see the words of the Rav. Shalom. This going in case of truma. If I go, you now let it cook yarok of shviyas with shemesh al truma. Why? Because of the potential shelo yivienu shem nitvas.
This is part of your thing here.
Shem nitvas b'shviyal shemesh al truma. If it's nifsal, if it comes disqualified b'shviyal shemesh al truma yisrei fakol. You have to burn the entire thing. Okay. If nifsal b'shvil shemen shel truma, Yisoreif hakol v'nimso goyreim l'perish shviyas shelo yeachelu. You're not allowed to cook the vegetables of shviyas in oil of truma because you're causing the vegetables of shviyas to now have the status of truma, which means it has potential to become tamei. And if it becomes tamei, the entire thing will have to be destroyed. So you are the cause of the destruction. You are going to be the cause of the destruction of shviyas. Is that good? Okay. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Achon Achor Nitvas of Shimnati disagrees. Rav Shimon Mati, Lohavi Kadoshim basically disagrees. Okay, Rav Shimon says that you are permitted to go and to mix the oil of the vegetable shvius with shemen, even though you're going Lohavi Kadoshim with Absol, the Ein Halach with Mapaskin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now we go to Achon Achor Nitvas of Shvius, Kate said, look, I prepare Shvius Basar. If I go and I purchase prepare Shvius Basar, if I go and I purchase the fish, the habasar, the peros, misbar, mishvis. So now, the basar, the meat, and the peros, misbar, mishvis, they both have to be destroyed. If I take a vegetable and I exchange it for a piece of meat, so both the vegetable and the piece of meat have kedusha shvis, and it must be disposed of at the time during shvis. The laws of beer apply to both. Lokach, I take the basar dogim, I buy with the basar dogim, the basar departs, the kedusha of shvius that is upon the basar departs, the nitvas dogim, and the dogim take its place. Lokach b'dogim shemen, yatsu dogim, the nitvas b'shemen. V'chayv levar peros v'hashemen. Nimso, so it comes out, acharoin nitvas. V'yaprishol shvius atzmai osor li'olam. How do we know all of these details?
Okay, kodeshi.
I think the pasuk concludes, if I'm not mistaken.
You can make it up, right?
Just like Kodesh, we compare Shviyas to Kodesh. Ma Kodesh, just like Kodesh. Taifes es domov, if I take Kodesh and I go and I exchange it for money, the money has Kedusha, af Shviyas taifes es domeho. Big more, here, ima Kodesh, taifes es domov, yitzel chulin, if that's the case that Kodesh is taifes domov, yitzel chulin, af Shviyas taifes es domeho, yitzel chulin. So let us suggest that Shviyas also should be taifes es domeho. Let us suggest that Shvius also should be Tefeses Domecha V'yotzeis L'chulin. Kodesh goes L'chulin. Yokash, right? Hocus Pocus. Abra Kedabra. That it goes V'yotz L'chulin. No. Talmud Loimar Tihiyeh Behaviyosa Tihiyeh Tehei. That we don't say. Behaviyosa Tihiyeh. We do not apply that principle. Okay, we do not apply the principle, rather we say that it remains in its Kedusha, the Paris remain in its Kedusha forever and ever. Only when it comes to Kodesh do we say that the Kodesh leaves, but not when it comes to Shavias.
Okay.
Okay, so let's review the Mishnah. We did the entire Mishnah. At least we did something today. Ein mevashlin yorok shel Shavias b'shemen shel teruma. One may not cook. You may not cook the yarg, the vegetable of shvius, in the shemen, shell, truma, the oil of truma. Why not? The shemen shel truma, the shelo yivien l'deipsu, because you're going to cause it to become possible. Rabbi Shimon, Matthew Shimon says, no, it's okay. You're allowed to be mevi kodosh and lays up soul. It's okay. Okay? Next, we achroin, achroin, nitpos, bashvius.
Good.
No, Allah, when you exchange it, it's a whole picture. Rabbi Atzmei also, the pre itself is also. Good?
Yep.
Next, ein leichem, you're not allowed to buy. Avodim, slaves. The karkois, land, uvehema, animals, tmeya, midvei shvius. Okay, three things: slaves, karka, and hema, midvei shvius. Ve'im lokach yoichal kinegdon. If you do violate the halacha, yoichal kinegdon. What does that mean? Let's see over here what it says. Ve'im lokach yoichal kinegdon. Okay, let's see the case. Okay, here we got. We got over here. Dmei shvius. I'm giving coins of shvius. I'm buying an animal. Behema tmeya. Violation. So now, what is the halacha? The halacha then is yikach mos ba'oso shivui. The halacha is I have to take another set of money, the same amount of money that I gave to purchase this animal. I have to go set aside the same, the equivalent, and I have to go yikach mos ba'oso shivui shol dmei shvius shenosan bavur behema tmeya dmei shvius. And what do you do? And yikne davar machol. And I should purchase food. The yikne. and I should acquire davar machol. I should buy food. I have to buy food, a loaf of bread. You see, a box of bread. That's the knas. Got it?
So how did, what does he do? He buys the,
I violated the halacha. I took money and
takes
I bought
that money and buys
the equivalent
buys
of that money, and I have to buy food. I have to buy food. Labdaf for bread. I have to buy food.
Yeah, why?
Why? I mean, why? What? What do you mean? Because you have violated the kedusha shvius.
So do I buy, so I take more money and buy food?
Yeah. That's what it says. Look at the picture. I took four coins. I bought an animal.
Yeah.
I bought an animal. I violated the halach as a knas, as a punishment for taking money of shvius and buying an unkosher animal. I have to go set aside the equivalent of that money and buy food and eat that food with the kedusha of shvius. This appears to be nothing more than a knas. This is a penalty. Punitive decree.
Okay.
Let us take a look at what it says over here in the Raf. Yoach look at them. Kineged oizem damim, yignen mishaloi, dvarim shem l'tzach achila, v'yochal b'kedush ha-shvies. Okay, let's see. That's what it says. Okay, now let's see the mission again. Ein loichem in a little boy.
Avodim.
It's kedush midrabanan. It's kedush midrabanan as a kenas. What?
You should have a box of vegetables here.
Okay, I do not know. It's a knas. It is a penalty for violating the laws of shvius. Okay, so nachmol ein leichem avodim mekakoyes behema b'tmei b'tmei shvius v'im lakach yoichal kinegdan. Next ein maybe in kinei zavim du halacha. You're not allowed to bring the kinei. Okay, we have over here the tar of the bnei yoina. Have these in the house. You have pets in the house. Tar lechavas oila. And or you have a ben yoyin, achas al chalayo, either tarim or ben yoyin, tarim a large, ben yoyin a small. So we have halacha ein, maybe you're not allowed to bring kine zavim, the kine zavos, the kine yoldos, and the divisions. You're not allowed to bring a woman who needs to bring a zav, a woman, a man, either a man or a woman, a zav or a zava. They're not allowed to use the money of shvius, money they have received that has kedusha shvius, that they sold fruits and vegetables. And have received money in exchange. That money has kedusha shvius. They may not use that money to purchase birds to fulfill their obligation.
Take money from somebody? I'm allowed to take money from you to buy fruits and vegetables?
Yes, as long as the fruits and vegetables are available in the field. As long as it's available in the field, and you're not making profit. I'm not exactly sure of the details. Maybe when we learn later in the Masechta, we'll come to more details exactly what exactly allowed. I think it's coming up soon. Okay? But let's assume you are allowed to. I sell a small amount of fruits and vegetables to you because it's going to go to waste. Not because I'm doing business. I'm not doing it for business. I'm just giving you need it. So I'm giving it to you, whatever it is. I'm not making a profit on it. Okay? Let's assume there's no profit being made. I'm exchanging the fruits and vegetables for money, so the money has kedusha shvius, and now you want to use this money to fulfill your obligation of a zav and a zava. The halacha is, it is forbidden. It is categorically forbidden to do such a thing. Okay, that's what it says. Ein mevim kinei zavim, v'kinei zavos, v'kinei yoldos, and the nest of yoldos midvei shvius. V'im hevim, if you do so, yoichal kinegdon, you got to do the same technique. If you do so, I have to go take the same amount of money, and I have to go buy food, and I have to eat the food with the kedusha of shvius. It's the same exact penalty. V'yoichal kinegdon, period. Another halacha. Okay, a woman who gives birth. Okay, new halacha. Ein sachin kelim shemin shel shvius. You now let us smear, lubricate a utensil. Your shoe. Look at that. That's your shoe.
Oh, sneaker.
Look, he has a sneaker, right? So he wants to lubricate it, so he has a better advantage on the field, right? It's soon World Series time.
You have to go.
Same procedure.
Come on.
Okay, maybe
we're going to listen another two Mishnayos. Let's go.
Or leather, shesochay b'shemen shel shvius, leather which you have smeared, which shemen shel shvius, Rabbi Elazar Imer yidolek. Okay, there is no raf. Or leather, shesochay, you smear b'shemen shel shvius, Rabbi Elazar Imer, you have to burn it. There is no perish of his. What does it say? Any picture? There's no picture. What's the picture? What does it say in the Yud Zayin? Yud Zayin. Elazar Imer yidolek mistaver the af b'kelim suyulei the yilugu ela the chi amar lamil sabi aramra. Everything applies. Lav dafka when it comes to leather, even a utensil, even a plastic utensil, you have to destroy. Yidolek. He just gave a common example.
That's what
Rebbe Elazar would hold. Let's say, you don't have to destroy it, just take out some money out of your wallet and go purchase food, and with that food you treat that food with the kedush of shvius. It's a kenas. They told Amalechem,
quiet.
I will not tell you. Loi oimar lochem, mashe Rabbi Eliezer oimer boy. What does that mean? Shesaiku, quiet. Loi oimar lochem, mashe Rabbi Eliezer oimer boy. Rabbi Akiva kibul Rabbi Eliezer rabbi. Rabbi Akiva accepted, was received.
What?
Rabbi Eliezer kibul mi Rabbi Akiva kibul mi Rabbi Eliezer. The Nekel Tvei Besichli disagrees. I have a tradition. I have a living tradition.
Go ahead.
That my Rebbe was more lenient. The Nekel Tvei Besichli. What? He's lenient.
He's lenient by saying they burn it?
That's no, you don't burn it. Rabbi Kiva says that my tradition is that my Rebbe says you don't burn it.
Rabbi Lezer says you burn it.
Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Lezer says you burn it. Rabbi Kiva says.
He says Rabbi Kiva,
Rabbi Eliezer.
Yes.
The Nagel Tvei Besich, that says that you don't have to burn it.
But Rabbi Eliezer says that you do have to burn
so it. So he's saying this machlok is exactly what Rabbi Eliezer said.
Oh.
That's what he's trying to say. When they said to him,
That he said that you have to burn it.
She'eini rishai lefareish. You're not allowed to explain. Kamo hoyer Rabbi Eliezer mekel boy. Wait. Rabbi Eliezer, you don't. Amalechem shesoiku. She'eini rishai lefareish. Kamo hoyer Rabbi Eliezer mekel boy. Give Rabbi Eliezer the mekel tvei besich. He's more mekel. The mekel tvei.
There's no yud in Ani.
I
can tell you, I'm his Talmud. I can tell you how he was, how much he was making.
Why is there a yud there?
Why? It's an apprentice mistake.
Okay, maybe you're right. I will not tell you what he really said, but all I'll tell you is that you're wrong. That's what it means. Not shani, she'eni, loy oimar lochem. I will not tell you what Rabbi Akiva really said. What?
Go ahead. Yeah, I will not
reveal to you what Rabbi Eliezer really said. Loi oimar lochem. All I'm going to tell you is that he was Omeikel. Loi oimar lochem mash Rabbi Eliezer oimer boy. I'm not going to tell you what he really said.
Okay. Go. Keep on going. We're on the road.
Okay. I really have to daven. I have to daven. No, I can't. It's too. I can't. It's not going to do with Yeshiva Das. It's not going to be good. You have to do it. You have to do it right.
Finish the parak.
No, you got to do it right. It's out of time. I have to go daven. I daven. No, none of Pesuk of the Zimra. It's ridiculous. Okay, that's it. We have tomorrow is. So what are we going to do on Friday?
We're learning. Not even 22.
I mean, I'm 22. It's more than 20. Almost a quarter to. Oh.